Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people. My name is Amin, and this is Indigenous Voice, and your host will be Chinupa Aglihamati, who is a native from South Dakota, and who fights for injustice and justice for his people throughout the land of Turtle Island and the reservation. So this show will start with a prayer and end with a song. So our prayer will be, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul a'udhu birabb al-falaq min sharri al-khalaq wa min sharri ghasikin idha waqab wa min sharri nafathati fi al-uqad wa sharri hasidin idha hasad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul a'udhu birabb al-nas malik al-nas ilah al-nas min sharri waswasi al-khannas alladhi was min al-jannati wan-nas. I said the prayer already. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said the prayer and introduced.
All right. Well, folks, welcome back to Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you, Amin, for the opening prayer. And we were kind of on the phone with trying to get into some things. Well, we're back on the show again. We had some interesting people on last night, and different people wanted to talk about different subjects. Some things were kind of out of ordinary, which we business people talk about. We had a couple of guests call us. So we're back again, and this is Voices of People. Call in number 657-383-1630. Your show, folks, Indigenous Radio, Indigenous Voices of People, where you can express your views, share your knowledges, talk about your topics, and engage with others. So tonight, I wanted to discuss a few things about this mass incarceration, about people being locked up who are innocent of such crimes or harsh punishments for minor crimes or minor infractions, people who are been locked away for long periods of time in solitary confinement, given substandard food rations. These type of injustices I would like to raise the topic on tonight, because we have so many different reports of different states having these prisons where the inmates are being treated less than animals, a lot of them being experimented on different social behavior project programs and so forth. Once again, practices of colonial policy to strip people of their human rights and human dignity. Locking people away for long, extended periods of time in order to satisfy profiting and greed. And privatizing prisons, handing prisoners over to entities who only looking at numbers. They're not looking at a humanitarian thing or a rehabilitation from a mind's behavior. Some people, their behavior patterns are substandard, and then when they put into these institutions, these penal institutions, that they may be reduced from their human rights, their human dignity, and then put in substandard living conditions, and then made to work for slave wages, which, there's laws that govern such things such as peonage, stuff like that, which has been outlawed for over 200 years. And these type of incidents or things which need to be addressed here on Turtle Island. I mean, maybe you can expound on some of that.
We have a person out here probably going to do much better than I can, Chinupa. 605-2621, do you want to expound on
this? That's Chinupa, that's me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You
I'm waiting for those other guys that were supposed to be on the show that you called back. Dr. Raphael and that other idiot, Thomas.
Dr. Raphael.
I want him to come back on the show because I called that number you sent me, that the number you sent me from Florida, 941-879-1585, Thomas, 415 numbers, both top and bottom, those are Raphael's. So I called the Thomas guy and it's some other dude.
Okay, well, we're going to see if we can't, because he called back on another line just when we were just calling. See if we can't raise him on the show. So as we're talking, I'll see if I can't reach him on the line.
See, the sad part is this is our show. This is the voices, the indigenous voices of people's soul, okay? And when I get upset, I get upset. I don't fuck around. So when people like this come on the show, and they bastardize an opposition, okay? If them motherfuckers want to talk like that, you go to your white people and get on their shows. Go over there and do that. See what happens. They don't want you over there. And Thomas hung up on you guys, right?
Yeah, he did.
See? Call Raphael, get him on the line, get him on the show. Tom, come on. Don't be beating around the bush. You want to talk extraterrestrial? Come on. There's a guy who want to talk to you about space.
So, as you said, this is so, people, this is your show, so we implore y'all to participate in this show, and, you know, whatever input you have is, you know, is very welcome, and, you know, and we welcome all. Oh yeah, because a show can only be as powerful, can only be as good as those who participate in it. And you know, so this is a show. This show was given to the people to be heard. You know, and you can't hear nobody say silent. So we ask y'all to all, you know, participate in the talk and let us know what you're concerned, what you're right, and what you agree with. You know, so this is what this show is about, and we'll be glad to appreciate if you, you know, talk about, you know, what is your concern. So the number, the call number is 196, area code 404-4058. Speaking, where you calling from, what's your name, and what's your concern? Come on, people. borders lit up. If somebody out there can speak, now that everybody is mute and was deaf and can't hear and can't talk. Come on now.
Yeah,
I like to add there, brother. Peace. This your brother, Ollie Wondering Boy. I like to add live on what the brother Jabril said about the prison system. You know, and just to reemphasize that it's very real. This is what they're doing to us. So, you know, when you said what you said about them privatizing it and making it an industry where they're capitalizing on it by having us locked away, this is exactly what they're doing. And anybody that thinks contradicted that is sadly mistaken. Because I just had a brother do 20 years, and he explained to me in detail exactly what they were doing. They had him out on a farm in West Virginia doing slave labor and wasn't even paying them. So that's a very real situation, and I advise anybody to take it as such.
All right, call us, area code 918-0762. Do you have any input? And state your name, you're calling from, and which concern, or do you have any input about this prison situation?
Well, I got in late here. What was being said?
I'm just saying how bad are the people being treated in prison. And the prison being privatized, and they treating people as subhuman, less than animals. No. So we like to know what your input on this. If you have any, concern of questions of,
It all just goes back to the slave times. This is what
right. They
did back in their slavery after they freed the slaves. They found every reason, nitpicking reason to put them in. And what this man just said about free slave labor, they called it the chain gang back in the old days. And that's what they did, and they put them back on the farms. But this time they're making money off of them in prisons, sitting in prisons. And they do mass incarceration because every man brings in thousands and thousands of dollars.
So I think the best thing that we can do is continue to try to educate the people and let them know we can out there. We can see exactly what they're doing. That way we can know that we're doing our parts and not just sitting around twiddling our thumbs. So, yeah, definitely recognize it.
I mean, this is Tanuka, okay? Let me jump in here about this prison industrial complex, you know, the complexes that's going on in this country. The taxpaying dollars pay for everything. Whether you're incarcerated, you had your family removed, kids, you're placed in elders and nursing homes, no matter what the criteria is, it's the industrial complex created by modern and civilized men that are educated and wealthy. The elite, Donald Trump and all them other idiots, they've done this. The Kennedys were involved in that shit, too. They got motels and, you know, big hotels up there in New York City and different other places where there's a large mass of people of color employed for them, okay? And the hard part is understanding this. And I've said this countless times in different radio shows in this country of mine. If the native nations, all fucking native nations, and excuse me for using that language, but I'm upset. I'm hoping that damn Tom and that Rayfield can come back on the fucking show so I can get these guys. Since my brothers weren't strong enough to get them, I'll get them. And then this is how I'm going to explain it all to you. If all the red nations can come together with their hearts and their effing brains and get rid of this educational understanding that they all, you know, obtained from the white race, from abuse, rape, all of these things that were created by the white race, then and only then can they create a prison that can hold white people. Okay, we can. So then we started incarcerating white folks
for crimes against humanity, then we turn around and stand with our black folk, and the black folk create prisons the same way to hold nothing but white folk. That's how you change the system, you see? But because our people are so fucking damn educated and stupid and they use the machines to find answers, they don't live in it like I do. I live here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And the said reservation is a prison camp. You got to have an identification to get in and off. That's what they call an enrollment number. Okay? So without that, then there's nowhere you can go. That's how industrial complexes work. You're just a fucking number. You're not a name anymore. That's how the system operates. Rome did that. Rome did it. The Mesopotamians did it. The Greeks. The Egyptians. The Mediterraneans. Now these fucking Americans. That's six different enslaved human beings of color. Enslaved human beings. Those six nations did this to people of color. You don't know the history. You keep reading the goddamn computers, folks. It's right outside. It's called the wind. It's called the air. It's called the trees. It's called the land. It's called the rocks. It's called the animals. They're right there telling you. In physical form, they're showing you. And yet you cannot get it. Right now, every single one of you, every single one of you right now are all in prison. No matter how you look at it, how you want to hear it from me, you're all in jail. You got a key to get into your apartment building. Or you got a card to get into your apartment building. You got to use a program number for the gate to open to get in. That's a form of prison. Get it? That's why they call it industrial complexes. This is what the elite's been doing since them fuckers got smart. But nature will never incarcerate anyone. That's the hard part. So when you hear people like Rayfield and that other idiot Tom come on a radio show and tell you guys about extraterrestrials and all this, and you believe that, you two white fuckers, get back home to space. Get your asses off my planet and go home. That's how you deal with that shit. If you don't deal with it, you're going to end up like the rest of the white people, lying, stealing, murdering, raping kids. That's what they do. And it's right there. That's why people of color do the same thing to their own. The white race did this to people. Hello? And that's how they've done it. They've done it from day one, since them fuckers arrived here in 1492. The problem with all of us, we don't blame them the way it's supposed to be. Turtle Island is indigenous country. Indigenous country. Matrufo went home. He died over there. Malcolm X tried to get his people to go home. You people don't get it because the slave master fixed you real good. Hell, if I was black, I'd be trying to get back to Africa. Hell, I want to get back over there. We're still living free. And they are. I've been there, so I know what I'm saying. So the ruin in my country, which the white man calls America, I have to live in that shit as an indigenous person. And you take a good look at you guys. You black people, take a good look at you guys. You got no language. You ain't got a name, but you're using the white man's name. And if you pick up somebody else's name, that ain't yours either. The Muslim people, the Arabic people, that's them. That's them. They're over here, okay? But they keep their distance. But yet white folk want to get in there and try to worship. I seen this when I was in Detroit. I seen a white man in a mosque hanging with all the black folk. Bullshit. Then I seen the black folk turn around and go against a real Arabic man just over a phone. A real Arabic man asked, these four black brothers, can I borrow your phone to call my family? They can come get me. And none of them four black brothers would do that, but yet they're trying to worship to Allah and Allah Akbar and do all that shit that belongs to the real guy. That could have been Allah disguised as that guy asking for help. And if you were really somebody that was committed to that, you would have gave your phone like Chinupa did. Cleo Ross, my brother, he seen it. Jibril seen it. And I took the brother outside here, used my phone. It's nothing. He called for a ride and boom. And then four black brothers that insulted that Arabic guy, that couldn't even let them in. Man, fuck them. Those guys are ghetto black people. That's what they are. They're trying to run from that captivity of the way the slave master still enslaves them. And yet they couldn't help that real guy, that Arabic man with the phone. This is what I know. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've done it. Been there, done it. Still doing it today. So when we go back into the industrial complexes and shit, it's never a first until we try. I urge the black race. I urge the red race. I urge people that are in poverty. I urge people that live inside neighborhoods that are ghettos to start waking your hearts up, and let's all come together and file a genocide complaint against the American people, the white people. And if it includes blacks to get in there, that's fine. We include them. You look at all that R&B and hip-hop and rap music out there. What in the fuck are those people doing to help people get out of jail? It's because of all this methamphetamine, all this ice and different street drugs. They use you guys to fucking sell it for them. And the white man, he's selling it every day, but he don't go to jail, does he? You see, you got to look at the big effing picture of where these guys are coming from. And the white race is the true devil in two forms. He's got a left leg and he's got a right leg. That's the two forms of that fucker. And he loves to lie. They don't like to be subjugated to this. But God damn it, I live in it. I'm sick and tired of the white man always having a grip hold over all of you, and you support it. You go for it. Collectively, if you have your consciousness where your mind is thinking freedom, and you listen to what Tinupa's saying, it's never a first until we try. And we can do this. We can get other countries to get involved and support our complaint. And we don't sue them for millions. We sue them for billions, and we break them fuckers. We put them sons of bitches in poverty and, you know, all these neighborhoods. We put white folk over there and let them see how it feels to carry pain and have that shit. The white man's used to captivity. That's why he created this industrial complex. That's how he lives. And yet those forms of the way they live in mansions, it's just a plantation, guys, disguised as a fucking mansion. Can't you see it? Can't you guys open up your eyes and see the house that's burning, man? That's what troubles us. It's no different than a fucking reservation. A reservation is a prison camp. Hitler talked about that in his form of dependency. That's why he did that to the Jewish people. And that fucker was a Jew. Hitler was a Jew. So what do you think the Indian tribes are doing in Turtle Island, in the so-called Man Island Hill? You know what they're doing? They're doing the dirty work for the federal government, selling drugs and alcohol to kill their own people they're part of, to keep the master alive. And all these half-breeds will go sleep with that master. They will. That's all they do. I just seen an Indian girl with a white man, a blue-eyed, fucking brown-headed, racist white devil. One of our sisters was with that white fucking devil. Now, what does that tell you? And yet alone, you have my late Uncle Floyd Hand bring a white woman to our fucking reservation. That bitch can't get off. So when somebody else took over her, and now he's picking up the payments after my uncle died. That's how sickening our people become, because they were taught that by the white race. And it's no different than the black race doing the same damn thing. Don't forget, Eddie Murphy, all he does is sleep with white people. He's probably married to them, and that's not an attack on black folks. Bullshit. There are tons of black folks that are out there married to white women. Oh, you think about that. Think about that, people. You're going to dehumanize your blood? That's inhuman. You can't do that. Oh, but wait a minute, because in the Holy Roman Catholic version of religion and education, all these sons of bitches are marching to that shit. Whether it's Egypt, whether it's Mesopotamians, whether it's the Mediterraneans, the Greek, they're all doing it in the name of capitalistic control. Bottom line. And if you can't get that, then I'm sorry. That's why I said if we all collectively come together and we file propatriate fundamental practice against the white people, we would successfully achieve that. Because all them other countries are waiting for them fuckers to make the wrong move. They are. That's how much they hate the white race. That fucker did that. And until we think red, black, and yellow, then and only then can freedom rise. And that's the hard part. People don't see it that way. And it's only going to get worse until you guys start blaming them white fuckers. If you don't blame them, they're never, ever going to leave you alone. You can't even go somewhere and sit peacefully. Them sons of bitches show up because it's all occupied territory. They're privileged. That's how they are, and you guys don't get it. That's the way they are. They feel uncomfortable with that shit, fuck them. I'm angry, too. I got pain. I carry it. You kill my people every fucking day. You skip our kids. You send them off to boarding school. You put them in all these prison camps. Don't forget what they did when that idiot Trump was in there. He took all the Mexica children, little boys and girls, and locked them up down there by the borderline, taking them from their moms, grandmothers. Them white fuckers are that evil. And until you guys put that blame on them, then and only then can your healing begin. But I'm sorry. I'll never forgive that white fucker. Fuck him. That's how angry I get. I can talk that way because if he didn't want me to use his language, he should never forced it upon us. That fucker bastardizes everything every day, and you all go for it. So I'm going to turn it back over to you guys to incite something on that about the white race because that's the fucking devil. Back to you guys.
406-50-23. State your name,
where you calling from,
and do you
have anything to say?
Hi, this is Jenny from the Cunning Nation here in Northwest Montana. I'm one of the Blackfeet first. On that conversation yesterday, basically we were talking about is what he's saying right now. It's hard for a lot of our people because a lot of the younger generations, they were born into this, so they think this is the way it's supposed to be. And it's hard for the ones before them to help them to understand it because of what's happening, what's going to continue to happen if we don't stop it. I'm tired. All my life I've been like this system. I always felt there was something not right about it. I don't like it. I don't like it today. I don't want anyone to push my kids into it. There's a lot to, we have to think reality. A lot of people are afraid to hear reality. There's more to it known to help to understand it. You have to really think right about it. You have to be thinking like them, want to be like them, living like them. You know, everybody's always wanting to shop like them, dress like them. You know, they're all controlled by it. It's like mind control. And for the ones that do, you know, really understand what's happening, yeah, they need help. They need help. Everybody wants to talk to about it. But you can talk and talk and talk about it, but what are you physically going to do about it? How do we do that? So, yeah, what he's saying, it has to happen. Well, there has to be a genocide called right here. It's okay, your fundamental practice, what he's saying. We can't just keep talking about it. It has to be done. Sooner before this 4 years is up anyway. So, I'll listen in more. Thank you.
Here you go, 505-6236. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, and do you have any input of what just been said?
If they're not going to answer, brother, I mean, I like to chime in if I could, brother. Ali,
yeah.
On the issue or the subject of blackness, which I'm, you know, being of that so-called persuasion, which is a misnomer in the first place. I think there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation, and all that that's running around about this subject of black.
And I think that, you know, once we get past the idea that, you know, a lot of the so-called misnomer black people come up out of Africa, we're going to always be faced with this issue that we're struggling trying to unify. Because there was a lot of so-called black people that indigenous, native to this land, that has always been native to this land from our ancestral time, from the beginning of time, as a matter of fact. And once we understand that dynamic, you know, because we have the proper information. But if we got, you know, brothers on reservations in different places thinking that, you know, all black people come out of Africa, that's a sad irony, because that's simply not the truth. Once we get to the truth, then we can start operating and unify with that understanding of proper truth. Then that's when unity starts taking the place and everything falls into place. As long as we're trying to unify with this information, we're going to have these problems and issues.
Hold on for a second.
And let them know that all black people did not originate out of Africa. We were right here on this land since the beginning of time. And that's been scientific and historical proven.
Is anybody else going to jump in?
Borders lit up with not too many people.
Let me clarify something with that brother that was talking. Okay, first of all, the Western Hemisphere, the continent of Turtle Island, brother, listen carefully, okay? There was no black people here. There was no brown people here, okay? There was no yellow people here. And most of all, there was no white people here, okay? And here's why. The great mystery made the color of man the way he wanted to, in every shape and form. And every one of those colored of men had a language, okay? They had a language. If I insulted you in what I said, I take that responsibility upon myself. But I'm taking it this way to clarify something for you. Because even you and even I'm using their language, the white race's language, to speak, to answer, to talk. Okay? I don't want to do that. I want to use my own. Okay? You didn't offend me. You didn't offend me at all. First of all, we natives, we red people, took the majority of the black people that were running from the slave master into our nations. And there's a real significant story out east amongst the Choctaw people. Choctaw, which they turned around and dumped off in Oklahoma with the Cherokees and all them other, you know, watered down Indians, all them Kool-Aid Indians down there. But the original story to that, it was a young slave girl that saw one of these Choctaw young boys fishing. And she was running from the slave master because he was trying to catch her to have sex with this little girl. And so this young Choctaw brother, this young kid that was fishing, took the little slave girl and ran with her back to his village. And according to that story, that little girl said the white race, the slave master, was not only doing it to the kids, he was doing it to their mothers and grandmothers. You see, that white race is that way. He'll rape his own mother. If somebody's dead, he'll get on her. That's how that fucker is. So until you understand, you'll never see indigenous people in Africa, brother. You'll never see us over there. We don't exist over there. That belongs to the black people. Listen, clear your head of all this Western consciousness. Then you'll understand exactly what it means to be black. The same way I understand what it means to be a red man in his own country. All the eastern states, from Minnesota all the way down to Iowa, Illinois, Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, further east, are all dominated with black folk. And my people, my red people, are gone. Okay? And some of you that do have indigenous blood in you, you need to show that, you need to act like it, and you need to talk like it. Don't get offended, because you sure in the hell didn't offend me, but I know I offended you. You go to Asia, where all the Oriental people that eat lizards over there, they do. I was over in Bangkok, too. They're still eating salamanders over there. Okay? That's their spiritual food. They eating that over there to this day in the year 2021. Okay? There's no indigenous people over there. None whatsoever. There's no red man over there. And there sure in the hell is no black folk over there. You see, that's how the great mystery gave us a place to live. And the white man, that white bastard, that devil, that fucker came from a place that is formed by ice. And they're still over there. They hate the Western cultures, American people, the white man. Their own white people hate them. A good example, I was at a rally downtown Rapid City. I seen white people flipping off their own white people. I saw this. What does that tell you, huh? So see, here's some poor white people that are trying to do something good for themselves to expose what these rich elite white fuckers are doing, and their own people went at them. I saw that, and I got to sit back and smile with happiness. And I've always said this to a lot of you listeners. Back up, pay attention, and watch them do it to themselves, and they will. And I smiled about it. You see, now when it comes back full circle, the white man's feeling bad. Even their kids were feeling bad. They come to the weekend and say, how do you feel about all that? I said, I can't do nothing. That's their problem. You deal with it. You fix it. You see, and it is there. That's the hard part. And until all of you recognize that, then and only then can your real great mystery you pray to, because it sure in the hell ain't God. And it sure in the hell ain't Jesus. And it sure in the hell ain't no Lord or Heavenly Father. Hell no. That's all biblical concept. Okay? The black folk, when I was in Kenya, South Africa, and Zimbabwe, they worshipped in their own language, and they gave what they were about to eat in honor of what that life they took. I saw that, no different than the indigenous culture. And until you recognize that, brother, and you recognize the indigenous blood in your heart and in your body, start acting like it. Don't get offended at what I'm saying to you, because I can come out there and meet you man to man if you want to go that far, because I don't give a shit in my country, and I don't. Trying to help my people free themselves is the only way catalysts can ever get ahead. And Indian people, we had what they called the American Indian Movement, okay? They just got here. Now they faded out. But the Strongheart Warrior Society, traditional dog soldiers, they've always been here since time immemorial, way before I was born. And so that tradition kept coming and coming. My grandfather was the last one to have it, now me. This is how much history I know about my people in Turtle Island. And until you recognize that you come from a primitive being, we indigenous people of the continent of Turtle Island come from the buffalo. So why do you think the white race exterminated all our buffalo? There were 64 million heads of buffalo on the south, and there were 64 million head of buffalo on the north, and they migrated through here. And so that's a million head of buffalo exterminated by year by the white man's buffalo hunters, because they found a way. It was a starve policy to come at the indigenous people. Now here's this might be insulting to you. This might be insulting to you, but I don't give a damn if it does. You call the guts of a pig chitlins. You call them that. But in the white man's eyes, that's what matters. Hey, man, look, my slaves are eating guts, and they're laughing about you. Continue on, man. Continue on, eat them guts. You call them chitlins. You see what I'm getting at? That slave master will constantly degrade you. Degrade you. Now, here's the primitive cat. We indigenous people eat guts, too. We call it kanika. We eat it raw, too. And this is a spiritual connection. Okay? That white fucking devil will eat his own shit. Did you know that? That white man will do that. And that's what he still does today in 2021. Still eating shit. Don't forget, in the master's house and in the master's plantation, it was my black sisters and black brothers that were on the plantation that fed that white fucker because that guy couldn't feed himself. Make sense? Hell yeah, it does. Know the history. Then you'll understand what that guy's still doing it today. You got the field nigger, and then you got the house nigger. The house nigger is what's keeping you black folks divided, man. That's what's doing it. And he's the one that interpreted that name, nigger, to you. But yet you don't blame your own for that shit. That's inhuman, brother. But yeah, you want to answer and try to just step up and, man, add on to what Chinook was saying. I live in shit every day. I live where racism is still alive and these white fuckers hide behind a curtain. I live in it every day, every second, every moment. That devil is out there. And yet none of you are doing anything to blame that son of a bitch. That fucker, he called us everything in his book from a cursing standpoint. Well, goddammit, I'm saying it back to that fucker because he's got everybody in jail, even you. Unfortunately, I'm not in jail because I don't have a home like you do. And I'm going to turn it back to you because my passion, my warfare against them sons of bitches is going to grow mightier and mightier until you all wake up. Help me. I can't do this by myself. Propadian fundamental practice is the key. We can do it. Other countries, why do you think America is scared of them and they back off? Because they use that. That testosterone thinking, they use that to hold the white race accountable, man. And it can be done. It can be done. If the other countries can do it, we can do it too. But we cannot do it alone. We got to do it together. Wake up, black folk. If you got my blood, help me. I can't do this by myself. So I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Eric, I appreciate it, brother. You know, and I just like to say, you know, if you don't mind chiming in, I was nowhere was I intended to offend you, and neither was I offended. Yeah. My spirituality won't allow me to be offended by, you know, the conversation and the topic that we're speaking on. I think it's a good topic. Matter of fact, I respect you for what you said. I've told my brother Jabril as well as Amin that I always respected you. So it was not my intention to appear. But when you ask someone to come on and speak, and you're telling them they need to speak and give a voice, that's all I was intending to do, brother. I hope you wasn't offended. See, but I mean, you know, the history don't dictate itself. All anybody have to do is just do the research. If they have it in their diary in their own history where they saying that when they reach Turtle Island that the first people that they encounter look much like that of the Ethiopians. You told me there's no red people in Africa, but the Ethiopians are Africans. How did they come over here and find these dark melanated people over on this land in Turtle Island as the first people that they met? They wasn't slaves. And then you have the Webster Dictionary saying that the people that they call America when they came and found out who was over here has been copper-colored people. Well, copper is not red, brother. You know, we need to wake up to this type of understanding before we just, you know, just go off on a vicious attack. I didn't attack you. I was just speaking because you asked me to speak when I come on Indigenous Talk Radio. See, that's all. And in terms of you saying, when you meet me face-to-face, I don't have a problem with that. None whatsoever. So I don't have, you know, I would like to sit down and chop it up with you and, you know, we share the history because that's what this show is dictating. And that's what I thought that I was being a part of when I come on and try to give the information that, you know, that you requested, asked us to speak on. So if I wrong or offended you, it was not my intention, and our higher knows that. That's all I have to say, sir.
Well, I'm going to step back in and answer this question, and I appreciate that of you. My heart goes out to you. Here's the catch, brother. You just told me, and you told on yourself, for picking up a dictionary. And you said that on live radio. I don't pick up a dictionary. I don't want nothing of the white race. It's bad enough I'm using this language. Okay? The problem with us today is we adapted too much of Western culture's way of thinking, education, and all that crap. Okay? So now we lash out in that same formality of the way he dictates his people of color. His people of color. And those are the people on his plantation, like his mansions, as I said earlier, in his music industry, his news reparations of the representation of how his media characterizes his own flesh. Okay? See, the white race has always been a dominant culture in my country that they think they know more than the earthly man and woman. The earthly man and woman have been on this earth since then people arrived here in 1492. So all of that evil was brought here. Don't forget, the white race was an incarcerated man and woman. They put them on those four ships, the Pinta, the Mina, the Santa Maria, and that damn Mayflower, okay? And they brought all of them over here, and they all brought their rune with them. Everything evil they brought. So when I go back to that same colonized mindset to understand the white race, as a pure thinking man of the earth that came from the buffalo, okay? You will know the truth about this, that no other color of man went to Europe and invaded that country and forced their way of life upon the white man, right or wrong. That's right. You've never seen anybody of those three colors of man, the red, the yellow, and the black man, okay? You've never seen them take four ships and board nothing but their captive people and send them to those other countries. You never seen that. It's never recorded. It never existed. That fucker did it. And until we all know who our enemy is, then and only then can the spirituality of it force you to see your enemy in true flesh. And you have to be forced into it because obviously you're still reading the dictionary and you said it on live radio. You see, I don't read a dictionary. I've learned from watching my people and all my animals day in and day out. I interpreted their language when I went to college to study how they lie. And that white racist fucking devil is the liar. He is the devil in true form. And that devil keeps multiplying. So he uses his genetic genes to impregnate our women. Think about it. That guy did that, and he's been on this plantation, and he's still doing it today. Now, if you follow in a faith that belongs to the great mystery, you show me. You show me, and I'll shut up. I'll find a way to dye my skin white. You show me where the great mystery we all pray to, no matter what name you got him, you show me he came down here where it's written and recorded that he had sex with Mary and gave him a child. You show me where that's recorded. It never was. This is all falsified interpretation. Show me, because if that existed, he'll still be doing it today. Not only with the white women, he'll be doing it with the red woman, the black woman, and the yellow woman. You see what I'm getting at? Forced penetration was created by the white man. So when they use this interpretation of spirituality, they lie. There are seven Bibles out there, and I read all seven of them. And they were written by a famous scholar who was beheaded.
And that famous scholar, I can find his name in that book too. His name was William Shakespeare. And he told the people in that book, don't believe this. This is what they want you to do. The first description of the English written Bible came from Germany. And they brought it here. And I go back to that same thing. Is my people today eating watermelons? The indigenous people? Yes, they are, because that was brought here too. Man, that's the hard part for people. They can't get. But it's right there in front of you. And I honor you for that. For speaking out like that, because that's what this is about. And I'm hoping that Dan Rayfield and that idiot Tom will get up, step up. Because we know about space. We know about all that, the star people. That's why we don't bother them. And if the white race keeps saying extraterrestrials and all, go ahead, white man. If you live up there, get your ass going. Get going and leave us alone. That's what we're saying. You're destroying people that done nothing to you. Done nothing to you, white man. You do it to everybody. Now you're doing it to yourself. And I urge everybody to back up. Let's come together and file this propitiate fundamental practice complaint against it. Tribal governments ain't going to do that because they're all bought and paid for too. All of them are. That's why they all have an enrollment number. Yeah. No different than the Social Security number. I am neither of them. That's the way freedom of independence. And thank you for engaging with that, brother. Back to you, Ami.
Thank you. 6236, state your name, where you calling from, and what you, do you have anything on this topic?
So yeah,
thank you.
I'm calling from Virginia. Can you hear? Am I on?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay.
Well, we don't care if we hear you, but we hear you.
Okay.
All right. That's a joke.
Yeah.
Your brother, you know, but it's hot tonight, man.
I know, yeah. Get to it, boy. Yeah, I'm in Virginia, but, you know, I know what you're talking about. Because when you're in South Dakota there, everything is prevalent. You know, you see it every day there, like you say. It's not the only reason I'm not doing it. I really don't like it there because of that racism and, you know, by the way people there. Because of the fact that they feel superior. They try to make us feel inferior. I see it every day when I go there. I can't be there right now. Anyway, I got other concerns right here right now. But I wanted to bring one thing out. You guys heard me talk about, you know, a few different things in the past. And Janelle Pinella is here. And, you know, one of the reasons I ended up in South Dakota again on the reservation there again was because of the fact of the star people. I met some face-to-face when I was in California. Shortly after meeting them, everything changed for me. I immediately packed up everything and I went back to South Dakota. That's when Wounded Knee happened. I was in on that. And then after Wounded Knee, you know, everybody kind of separated in different ways. And I didn't do anything for a while, quite a while after that. I didn't work for any white people. I didn't want to do anything like that. And I didn't really want to work for Indian organizations or, you know, anything like that. And then, again, I was showing some visions and so on. And I returned back to South Dakota again. That's when we declared independence. And, you know, it was all because of these
star people that I met face to face. They weren't white, black, red, or yellow. They were emerald green. They exist. They're on the earth today. They're in different places, and they may appear to you somewhere, like they appeared to me. In fact, they summoned me. They summoned me to them. They came to me. They summoned me to them, and I went to them. And it was terrifying, but you know, I got through it. And but what they do is they transform themselves from a human being with, you know, regular features and everything into this emerald green. Emerald green. Their skin is emerald green. They have large eyes, very large eyes, all black, and almond shaped. They don't talk to you, do you? Use telepathy to communicate with you, and they can do amazing things. They can probably do anything. So you know, I think that, and that's the reason. That's how I ended up, you know, involved in all these political things that I never had a care about prior to that. I was happily, you know, completely satisfied where I was and what I was doing. And suddenly that happened. And that's when I became interested and involved in all these indigenous political things. And even though I didn't know anything about it, I researched and I learned everything, you know, that I could. And when I was back on the reservation, you know, I got involved in all the spiritual things that were going on, all the political things, and so you know, we got the star people on our side, really, because that's how I ended up where I'm at right now. You know, I don't qualify for a lot of the things that Raphael was talking about last night, because you know, I just don't fit into those categories. I don't have any money. I don't own land. I don't want to own any land. I don't need any money. I don't own anything. I don't even have a vehicle right now. I'm completely satisfied in spite of all of that, you know. And the other things he was talking about, I don't really fit into those categories. So I don't think it's necessary to participate in all those areas. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there and let you know that this is a thing that's happening, and it's influenced events. You know, it's influenced participation in the Wounded Knee occupation. It influenced participation in Declaration of Independence and everything that's going on up to now. And it's going to be keeping on influencing things in the future. So we're not alone in doing all of this. And, you know, I think Chinook is on the right track with everything he's been talking about. And he just needs to take it forward. And you know, eventually people will sign on and follow him, you know. Okay, I'm going to send it back to you guys.
Yes, okay. I just want to say that people got a bad understanding of that money is going to make you happy. It's money that is not going to make you happy. It's having good morals, good character, being honest, and have justice and treating your fellow man with
respect. There's a lot of garbled sounds. I can hardly hear you.
So, I said, money's not everything. It's having good character, good morals, and good conduct, and treat your fellow man with respect and dignity.
Oh,
We're at the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock. And so we encourage everyone who's on the show, if you have any input, anything you want to say now, you can step up and give us your opinion of the topic that's been raised. You have your own topic. Okay, this is your show. And let's get it going, and you know, conversation, you know. So this show's only two days a week, Friday and Saturday, and you know, these are only two days that we can have, you know, express our opinion, express our concerns, you know, put input, you know. Area code 505, 3576. State your name, where you calling from, if you have any concern, or you'll speak about the topic we're just going to discuss.
Geraldine.
How you talking, Geraldine?
I just came on. I was just listening to what's going on. I have so much feeling for what our people are going through back home. Every situation that's going on. You know, the lines that they're trying to stop these pipelines, which I believe is, you know, there's only so much that we can do, but it needs to be done, because there's no way that these people can go through our lands that are sacred to us and put these oil wells in, these pipelines down, to poison our ground, poison our water, and poison everything around us, you know, because it seems like they want to get rid of us because they don't want us here, because we're in the way of their progress in life. You know, we're standing in the way of what they want, but it's not theirs to be given to them. You know, this belongs to our people, everyone.
I'd like to jump in there behind Geraldine on the poisoning of the land. Because the natural resources, the plant kingdom, and the animal kingdom, which we spoke earlier, these are our medicines. These are how we maintain the balance of healthy life. Since we've been on commodity foods and poisonous, toxic environment, and toxic water, stuff like this, now we got to buy a bottle of water because we can't just drink out the stream or the river anymore, or the lake, due to poisoning of the land, water, plants, and animals, and people, which boils back down to that profit increase and that propitiate fundamental practice in which the brother spoke of, which is to eliminate the people, not just genocide the people where they can bounce back without total annihilation of a group of people, so as to take the land for what reason? For profit and greed. This is something that we must really pay attention to as indigenous people. I don't know if the doctor, he was supposed to come back on. We were going to try to get into the topic of the holistic world of the plant kingdom. Mother Earth give us everything that we need to balance our life and maintain health, even in this environment of this vaccine pandemic situation. which they're taking this COVID-19. There is no such germ, disease, virus, anything called COVID. This is something, an acronym that they made up, which is a certificate of vaccination identification. As to owning of property, genetically modified property, meaning owning human beings, another form of slavery, on people as intellectual property, owning GMO and plants, trying to own nature and things of that realm through these technological advances, innovations, which they're tampering into things that we're not supposed to cross over into by staying within the balance of the north, south, east, and west, up and down. We've been placed in the middle. And Mother Earth gives us everything we need to live and survive in perfect harmony and perfect balance. And we as Earth people understand this, so we must take steps to change this within our lives, and that's exercising that independence. So thank you, Geraldine, for that. You kind of led me off into it. Yeah, we understand that, and that's something that we must pay attention to. Why? Because the earth is going to clean itself. But we, you know, we take yourself up. But whether we realize it or not, we have to, as the steward and custodian, have to take care of this.
Hold on, somebody has background noise. Could you mute your mic? Because whoever it is, the person that's talking, we can't really hear what he's saying that good. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Like wind in the background. Somebody outside.
Well. As you say, I got to say before, who actually poisoned their own water supplies, the air supplies, and the food supplies, and thank just for money? I mean, isn't that kind of, that's what you call vanity, to do something like that? And, you know, what is the purpose? Why they do that? I mean, you know, anybody can give me an answer to that.
Well, but the only thing I can add to it, you know, is the fact, like my brother Chinooka said, you know, you take a certain type of person and people that would have that sort of a mindset or mentality to do something like this to their own race and people. So, you know, it has already been described who these particular people are by the book. But why is another question. I mean, you know, you can go into various areas such as genocide. You can go in areas such as where, you know, they want to exterminate the indigenous population. You know, all these things have to be looked into. And while we're on the subject, I would just like to ask you, that vaccine, could anybody tell me what exactly is in the formula of that vaccine? I'm curious to know. I've been trying to look it up, and I'm trying to find out what's wrong with the mentality of people when they're shooting something into them and not knowing exactly what it is that they're shooting into or allowed to be, you know, shot into them. If you'd like to answer that question, I appreciate it.
Gabriel, are you still there? Well, my little research, they trying to modify people's genetics or their code, you know, and when you shoot that into the guy, you know, and when they try to make it what you call a subhuman. So really so they're trying to examine that, they're trying to put a label on you and say that you are their property. So, you know, not only is the vaccination, to my understanding, is population control thing. As you know, they're not cheating telling the store that people are crying every day. And then not only that, they getting complication of the vaccination. It's not a, but they're not telling the whole story, you know, the truth about it.
Hey, this is Rachel. Can I say something about the vaccinations?
There you can.
As long as it, as long as the vaccination didn't come from a computer.
Well,
the reason why I'm saying that is everyone wants to say something to that. Here, let me answer all these questions for all of you about the vaccination, okay? My grandpa once told me when he was in the First World War and he joined the United States Navy, my grandpa said all of this stuff that they were doing were to treat animals, lives. Poetry, you name it. Okay. And what they did was, symbolically, they used these because they were the sick people. The hairy man of the East was a sick man. This is why he's a dead animal does. So these experimental testings of vaccines, these are all written cathedrals. Cathedrals are written things that people, okay, here's a good example. Take some syrup created by the white man, whether it's corn syrup, maple, whatever name they give it, get it. Add different things to it, salt, pepper, whatever you think is good that will make it do whatever you're trying to do to experiment on, okay? You can. This is why earthly people did not do that. That white man did that. That's the devil. The devil will always do this. Okay? And then he's going to write about it. That's his nature. He writes about things. So what's happening now? We're doing the same damn thing. When in fact, we're not supposed to do that. Right or wrong? That's right. We're not supposed to. You see? So we're contaminating ourselves like the white race. We have become like him. We can't do that. We can't do that, two-legged. Help me out here. Bad enough we use his language. We're angry when we use it. But yet we can't bring that white son of a bitch onto our radio show to hold him accountable. Why don't you think Tom and Rayfield don't want to come back on? You see what I'm getting at? Because Chinupa's going to get them. I sure am. When you belittle my people thinking you're intellectual, white man, okay, I can meet your level and then some. And that's the name of the game. So as long as you're going to use a machine, computer and all that, take a good look at the trees that surround you, no matter what state you're from. They got sap on them, okay? They got every type of nutrient molecule that belongs to them to help you. But you have to be inclined to the great mystery and Mother Earth together as one. Once you accept them too, they will guide you. They will show you what medicines to take to treat you, whatever you have. In today's world, our people don't believe that way no more. There are five basic drugs that you can buy over the counter, and it's legal. Five basic, and you all do it. Even I do one of them. No shit, I do. I'm not going to lie about that. I do. Number one, cough syrup. Number two, aspirins. Number three, tobacco. Number four, alcohol. Number five, caffeine, coffee. I drink coffee. Those are the five basic drugs you can buy over the counter that make legal. and all this illegal shit that they keep stealing from different countries, the opiates from poppy fields. I'm really glad, great now. I feel my heart grandiose that the Taliban, man, took over Afghanistan. I really am. Maybe that will force these people to quit picking up Western culture. Quit doing that shit. We need to step back from that. This is how vaccinations and vaccines killed us. Let's go back to smallpox once. Smallpox. They laced the blankets, didn't they? And knocked us off. What else? They did the Tuskegee experiment with syphilis, gonorrhea, any type of viral disease. And they did it to our black people. No different than the incarceration rate of people. They put AIDS and other evil shit inside the food and salt, and they feed you that. Then when you come out, what do? You mess up your veil, don't you? You see what I'm getting at? That guy. We don't need to understand and ask all these questions. No, stay away from the white race. That's what I'm saying. And you damn halfwits better wake up and put the Indian side first. Put the white side. Put the Indian side first. That's what's harming us. That's what's causing us to fight and argue. Put it away. Kill it. Get rid of it. That's the only way we're going to have freedom and move with this independence, because other countries are doing it but us. But us. And we need to do that. When you understand propatriate fundamental practice, that white man don't even know that term. It's a Latin term that they use over there to hold the white Westerners accountable. I know when I went to go see Victor Prucha of Italy, and I went through the customs in Italy, when the white folks got off the plane, you know what they told them? There was a washing hand dispenser right there. And those Italians told the American people to take off them white gloves. And they thought that was, oh, a custom. No, it wasn't. Really, it was saying, was wash your dirty hands before you come into our country. That's what that meant. That's what they say in Italy. Take off them white gloves. They didn't want white culture's contamination because the white man is the devil. We don't want to understand that. We don't want to blame him and cut him down because he might take our Social Security check or all that shit. That fucking man owes us. We don't owe him. He owes us. How does he put the language black into the black race? How does he put that language back into the black population? How does he put the names back into the black race? Come on, goddamn. If we're really going to talk philosophical and understand the engagement of knowledge, then that knowledge is right there in front of you. Because if all the four-legged and winged creatures still get along and they're together, what the hell is wrong with us? There's something very wrong with us, people. My God, can't you guys open up your hearts and see? Your body is empty. It's empty. So you go ahead and cuss around and bitch and complain. It means nothing if you can't blame that fucker every day, every second, every moment. That's where the answer is. Corona is a drink that they use down in Mexico. And there's another one called Simpatico. Go to Mexico and check it out and see what I'm talking about. You'll get it. So Corona is the only liquid controlled substance with alcohol, that's still selling. Anheuser's, Budweiser, and all that shit, they weren't advertising. Pay attention. Quit picking up this bullshit. Quit picking up dictionaries and shit. Learn from your heart. Look at your fellow man that's in poverty. Look at your brothers and sisters that are in poverty. Then look at that white man once. Everything that fucker does is privilege to him. That's the hard part. That's why I urge us all, let's stand together and file this genocide complaint with propitiate fundamental practice against this fucking devil. We can bring him to his knees. Hell, he couldn't even do nothing to our people in Afghanistan. Look at that. They have to pull out now. Shit, you stupid fuckers had no business going over there. But that's what the white man wants. World dominance. He tries it. Those brothers and sisters over there fight for their desert. Fight for their land. They protect it. That's what awaits them over there. The same way here. But my fucking people, my indigenous people, are drunk and drugged up. They love it. They support the legalization of marijuana, every fucking reservation. And you all vote for it. Don't tell me you don't. Because your taxpaying dollars pay for it. Sad but true. Tribal governments will never fix nothing. They make matters worse. And you still allow it. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour. If anyone has some closing remarks, passion going. Thank you to Oyate and my sister Geraldine for coming on. It's great to hear them. Jenny, the young brother that came up from out in Detroit, him too. And the rest of the other people that are listening in, pay attention. You guys' reservations are on the brink of, man, being annihilated. It's coming, man. And yet you guys want to sit back. Don't do a damn thing. The thirst for oil and water. You're still buying oil and water today. But you're not protesting at a store. You're not protesting over there, huh, folks? You see what I'm getting at? The largest oil and water pockets are on reservations. Reservations. And this is what that white man wants. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
People, the show is about to end, people, and anybody have any else, the input, you want to say anything? Yeah, because we're coming to a close, and, you know, so.
Gabriel? Hello?
Then we hear you. Go ahead and speak.
Hello?
We hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Everybody's worried about the vaccinations. Jenny would hit partly on this with the livestock. We're all eating vaccinated meat out here. So people who are worried about and making a big issue, don't go buy a Big Mac tonight because two all-beef patties could be equivalent to two Moderna shots. That's all I got to say.
Thank you for that, sister.
Thank you for your live input. And okay. Anyone else have anything to say before I continue with closing the show out? No. Okay.
If nobody wants to give no last remarks, I'm going to step up and close the show out with a real sharp song. And
okay.
This is for all of you, man, to have a peace of mind, okay? And I take full responsibility of my passion, my actions, and my word. And if I offended you guys, you call me 605-517-1547 or 605-517-2621. Call me if I offended you. We talk about it, and I'll tell you why I'm the way I am. Because I live in it every day where people's rights are being violated, and I do it to protect them, even stopping my own sisters from beating the crap out of each other. That's what I did today, battling with white folk. Every time I turn around, they're saying something. They try to cut in front of you, get a cup of coffee. They want to bring their little sexy ass man with these tight spandex shit on them and try to think that, oh, yeah, I'm the invincible one. Bullshit, chick. You take your stink ass and you get your ass in the back. I'm here. Whether you like that or not, hey, that's that. You go down and do your, you go cut in front of your mom and dad's line. As far as I'm concerned, your dad's probably the one that did that. You made you dress like that, you little shit and whore. That's my heart feel. So with that, I'm going to close with this song for y'all. And we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. It's been great. Them two white idiots didn't come on. I'm mad at them because, man, Rayfield and Tom, hey, Chinupa's coming for you guys, man. Be prepared. So here's our song in closing. Thank you all for attending. Thank you. Wope la kanka hecha. Wicho kankile. Hey, waka yaloyo. Ay. Wicho kankile. Hey, waka yaloyo. Ay. Oh, yeah, take it, yeah. With your hand, hey, yeah, what can you loyo? Hey, with your hand, hey, yeah, what can you loyo? Hey. With your hunky, hey, walk on your loyal, oh, yeah, take it, with your hunky, hey, walk on your loyal, good night, and have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. We love y'all. From here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, better known as Lakota Country. Hokahe, wopi la tonko to all of you that tuned in. Hokahe.
Hey, all those who are listening, all those on the call, have a good and pleasant day and a good night. Take care, and until we see you next week.